Chapter 11, Emotional Development. Let us now turn to the matter of development of man's heart. Under the category of the heart, we understand the capability of pleasant and unpleasant sensations. These sensations are of different sorts, from the lowest organic sensation up to the highest ascetic, moral, and religious feelings. The higher the feelings are also called emotions. The education of man's heart consists in the development of these emotions in it. Let us pause on such an emotion. The ascetic feeling, ascetic feeling is a term which signifies the sense of the beautiful, the ability of man to behold and understand, to enjoy and be enthralled by any beauty, by all things beautiful, no matter where or how they appear to us. Such a delight in beauty can either reach a turbulent, fiery ecstasy or a quiet, calm, profound feeling. Thus the ascetic feeling is indissolubly tied with the idea of beautiful, with the concept of beauty. But, one asks, what is beauty? This question may have different answers. The best reply in this, beauty is the full harmony between the content and form of a given idea. The purer, the more salient and the more perfect the form in which this idea is transferred, the more there will be beauty present, the more beautiful the phenomenon will be. Of course, Orthodox Christianity sees the highest beauty in God, in whom there is the fullness of all beauty and perfection. Ascetic feeling of one degree or another is inherent in every person, but is far from being developed correctly in full measure in every case. Its proper development and direction are brought about by uncovering the person's ability to correctly evaluate one or another phenomenon of a work of art. An aesthetically educated person is able to find features of perfection and beauty in a good picture, composition, or literary work. He can himself understand and evaluate it and can explain to another what precisely is beautiful in a given work of art. What is content is what its content is and in what form it is transferred. Orthodox Christianity knows how to evaluate and love beauty, and we see beauty in Orthodox everywhere, in church architecture, in the divine services, in the music of the church singing, and in iconography. Moreover, it is notably that the beauty in nature was loved and valued by the strictest of our ascetics, who had completely renounced the world. The leading monasteries of Russia were founded in localities distinguished by their beauty. In this, the bright spirit of Orthodoxy is manifested and its relationship to everything truly beautiful. In the Gospel, we see how Christ our Savior tenderly and lovingly regarded lilies of the field, birds, fig trees, and grapevines. Even in the Old Testament time, the prophet King David, contemplating the beauty of the majesty of God's creation, exclaimed, "In wisdom hast thou made them all. Glory to thee, O Lord, who has created all things." And another psalm, he addresses nature as it were conscious, saying, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, stars and lights." But of course, Orthodox Christianity cannot limit its concept of the truly beautiful only to what pleases our senses of beauty by the elegance of its form, but must see as truly beautiful all that is morally valuable, True beauty always elevates, ennobles, enlightens man's soul, and sets before it the ideals of truth and good. An Orthodox Christian never acknowledges as beautiful that phenomenon of work of art which, even though it be in perfect execution, does not purify and enlighten man's soul, but rather debases and soils it.